You can always get a hold of us. Call or text 585-252-WBEE. You know our number, 252-9233. We're on the Stanley kick. I watch kids get so excited running to the Stanley wall, and it has really blown up on our Donuts Delight text line.
Doug texted and said, someone bought my wife a knockoff. I'm assuming it's like your Stanley cup that she fills with ice and water and has in her car for 8 hours. And you come back after 8 hours, it's still cold. It's amazing. You don't have to always have the name brands like the Yeti when there's a knockoff at Walmart that will also keep your drink just as cold for half off.
Right. And Doug, you're right. We as adults, we definitely are cool with that. But this isn't about, those kids don't care if that beverage is staying cold. This is about having Stanley on a cup and walking down the hall and showing all your friends that you have Stanley on a cup. They don't care about keeping anything cold. They just, it's a status thing.
Status things. It's been going on for years and years. And I was raised by a single mom. We were poor. I never had name brand sneakers growing up.
Right.
I had, what was that, Kmart? I didn't have the cool lunchbox. I had a brown bag, and I was a kid trying to make the brown bag look cool. Look, you could draw things on it.
Do you think that's why we go overboard, a lot of us, and make sure our kids have these things? Yep. Because we remember the feeling of, I know, because my mom was a single mom too, three teenagers. And I played basketball, and all I wanted was a real pump high top. You know, the real, I don't even know what that name brand was because I never got the name brand. But she'd take me to Payless, and I'd get the Champion knockoff or whatever it was. And she, you know, and it's great. Guess what? I played the same way I'd play in the other ones, but I never had that either. And I think that's always in the back of your head, but it's hard to remember. Look, we're not doing these kids any favors either, giving in and right?
We're like the knockoff generation. We're not Gen X or Z or whatever, Y, A, B, C. We're Gen knockoff. We did what we did to
get by. That's right.
And you know what's so funny? I remember working hard, washing dishes, earning some money under the table and delivering newspapers. And it was to save up for a good basketball sneaker. And I got it. It wasn't even the name brand, but it was above Kmart. It was in between. Ooh, okay, it didn't have a name on it, but it looked nice, right? And I played, and the coach goes, son, it ain't about the sneakers. You got to practice your free throws. You got to practice your layups. Right. The sneakers ain't going to make you magical, but I thought in my head they would.
My first ever paycheck from my first job was at Reed's Ice Cream in Henrietta, and I took my first paycheck, and I saved up for a pair of UGG boots. I still have my UGG boots. They're so disgusting. They should be thrown out. We're going on 12, 13 years, 13 Rochester, New York winters, but...
Yeah. Oh, don't even get me started about having to buy those things for my kids. They went through that phase too. And I'm like, well, look, the bear claws are just as warm as these Uggs because they were much more affordable. Mm-hmm. And there was a no-go. Had to have the Ugg on it. So yeah, all we parents, this is all of us talking while we're all rowing in the same boat, right?
Yes, we are.
By the way, we're just commiserating.
What was the craziest trend your kid needed, had to have, according to them, when they were growing up, and it cost you a lot? You tried your best. Let us know.